Yeah, so when we applied, we were approved for 9.6 million. And that was back based on estimates based on the pre-planning drawings back from 2021. And we should have been able to add donors to the project as the project progressed. As things progressed and, you know, the war in Ukraine delayed the project, COVID, all of those things, it couldn't start. And we have been left with the project costs increased by 4 million euros. Now, had the programme not closed, we would have been able to add investors to the project and the full funding would have been given. But the Department of Justice won't allow us to add any investors to the project because the scheme is now closed. So the onus was put back on the charity to find the shortfall for 4 million, which we felt was very unfair in the first place. That, you know, despite the government's commitments that the project would be wound down or the programme would be wound down in a fair and equitable manner, the onus was put back on the charity where we were left with the 4 million shortfall to meet the rising costs of the project. So, we, you know, we're a very solution-focused organisation. We decided that we would talk to the government about meeting that shortfall. We would continue to fundraise. And we have been in discussions with the government officials.